Blog
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together, you got smooth.
Drama.
Me singing a cappella there. Dick Hugger in the place to be. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Y'all know me, your host at the most. Popping my collars for love and all that other good shit. Got a good show for y'all tonight. Be all over the place, but y'all should know that already. So, if you want to holler at me about it, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, you want to holler at me about it, just holler at me in general. Yeah. Let me know what's on your mind, 646-929-2037. And if you want to see what's going on with me, but you just don't want to break me off a call, or you don't have a phone, you live in the third world or whatever, you can always email me. But I'm guessing if you don't have a phone, you may not have internet. I don't know. Anyway, you can hit me up at smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can hit me up at smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Also, so that you don't forget, as always, we push the website, and of course got some nice apparel. You can get your Smooth Drama shirts, you can get your Smooth Drama cup, you also can get yourself a Smooth Drama thong. They are very butt friendly. So, you know, for those who are interested in thongs, whatnot, you can get yourself a Smooth Drama thong. And if you're so inclined, you would like to send your thong pictures to me to say, hey, Dick, this thong for you, you can hit me up at dick@smoothdrama.com. And if you're of the male persuasion, I'm sorry, I'm not necessarily into males and thongs or speedos. You can hit up Butter. She would greatly appreciate it. You hit her up at butter@smoothdrama.com. Remember, males and speedos and males and thongs, butter@smoothdrama.com. Females with thongs want to be a part of our Smooth Drama thong contest, which would always be going on until the day I die or something like that. I'm not wishing death on myself, Emma. That is not a good thing. Anyway, also, for those who want to keep up with us and our special events, whatnot, what's going on, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And that again is the number, well, not the number, the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And we will gladly get back with you and let you know what's going on, what Butter had for dinner, lunch, breakfast, if she did a number one or a number two. Hey, we share all that pertinent information. Anyway, there's a problem here in America, something that I have a problem with, and that's the whole, just, you know, how you could sue folks for any and everything. And of course, there's a bunch of frivolous lawsuits out there. And I ran across this one, and I just thought, damn, there's a man who is suing Fruit Loops for not being fruity. Yes, you heard me. Roy Werbel says, allegedly, and I'm going to use that word here because it's some allegedly shit. Thought the two words meant the same thing, and now he's mad as hell at Toucan Sam for lying. The man filed a lawsuit against Kellogg's Fruit Loops cereal in San Francisco court for allegedly and intentionally misleading breakfast eaters into believing Fruit Loops were made from actual fruit. Werbel says in his court filings that he mistakenly ate the fruity cereal, believing it was healthy for him. Now he is demanding unspecified punitive and actual damages to be paid to everyone else who was taken by the Kellogg's Fruit Loop people. Also, Werbel filed a separate suit against PepsiCo, who is the maker of Captain Crunch, Crunchberry cereal, saying once again that he thought there was real fruit in the box. Now, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, shit like this should never make it to court. It should never make it to the news, whatnot. I know I'm reporting it, but I'm saying it because it's like rhetorical. You know, how can a man or a woman, well, basically anybody dumb enough to come up with this, and people have to, one, file it. I mean, that's taking work time away from people doing real work. You know, there's other things that they could be doing besides filing dumbass lawsuits about Fruit Loops and Crunch Berries not having fruit in them. It's just been around for how many decades, and you just figuring that out now, Roy? That there are no strawberries in it. No lemons, no apples, none of that. Here's what I'm suggesting. You know, I got suggestions because, you know, here at Smooth Drama, we are about solutions, not just talking shit. So, for me, how do we save taxpayer money? We just have a committee, a group of strong individuals who have lifted a couple weights here and there. And when people come in with frivolous lawsuits, they just smack the shit out of them. Period. You know, just, you come in with a frivolous lawsuit like, why isn't there fruit in Fruit Loops? Why isn't there fruit in Crunch Berries? You should get the shit smacked out of you. Period. And I think a lot of frivolous lawsuits will go away for fear of being slapped. But that's just me. But really, something like this should be thrown out. And if you come up with a silly-ass lawsuit like this, you should actually be made to spend some time in jail it may be, well, no, because that's overcrowded jails. Lord knows they already talking about putting some criminals out on the street anyway because they're overcrowded. Maybe they have to do some community service like, you know, cleaning up shit in the cow patch or, you know, following horses around and cleaning up behind horses. Or better yet, because I'm sure because of the budget staff, you know, the budget crisis, whatnot, they're understaffing the zoo. So, what can you do? Hey, have these suckers have to help out at the zoo, at least the cleanup portion. Like, for every frivolous lawsuit, you have to spend a whole month helping out at the damn zoo, a wild animal park. Clean that shit up. That's my solution. Take it or leave it. I actually think it's a great solution. You know, A, pimp slap. B, clean that shit up. Let me know what y'all think about that. I myself think that it works fine. Now, as we know, we're at the end of September. We're going into the fall season. And fall season is known, of course, for its holidays. One of them in particular is everyone's favorite dress up as a devil day, All Hallows Eve, which is, of course, commonly known as Halloween now. There was a little problem right here in little San Diego with a costume that I guess made some parents a little upset. Well, there's a costume place in Plaza Camino Real, which is in Carlsbad. And they have, every year they put up a temporary Halloween costume store, which the shop is called Halloween Adventure. And it's near the mall's little kitty carousel where, you know, kids get on the little horsey and whatnot. I've seen some of you adults get on there from time to time. I ain't going to take no pictures of you and post you up on the internet. I'm just saying I've seen y'all on there pretending like it's for your kids. But I digress. Anyway, there was a costume that was offered in the store where a Dracula costume came with an inflatable doll attached to his crotch. The costumes were, you know, right there, not far from the aisle for everybody to see. So, of course, when a 9-year-old girl went into the store with her grandfather and asked him to explain why the vampire was so happy, the girl's mother complained to store management right away. And the name of the costume was Down for the Count, which is fucking hilarious, actually, to think that people would actually think it's a good, I mean, it's kind of funny, but you think that this would be in an adult novelty store, not in a store for kids, at least this line, Dracula, with an inflatable doll attached to his crotch. I mean, shit, it sounds like a good idea. Don't get me wrong. You know, I myself think that would be a hot-ass costume. I'm not really prone to wearing costumes, but I would wear that. But I probably would want, like, but it's hard to have a whole human being attached to you, like, by your crotch and walking around. I'm sure that would be uncomfortable for that individual. Unless my Halloween party date was a little person formerly known as a dwarf. I'm going to have to look into that. Let me see if I can, you know, Craigslist that or, you know, see if I can get a. All right, I'm not going to go there. I don't understand the reasoning behind this. I mean, it's like the people who do these lines, I mean, it's sort of like earlier this year we spoke about Costco and them having the little monkey black baby dolls. I mean, you try to figure out what the hell is people thinking when they, you know, put this shit out there for the public, you see, and not thinking, you know, that this wouldn't rattle folks. Now, you know, I'm for freedom of speech. Lord knows, y'all know, Dick Hugger is for freedom of speech, freedom of expression, even if you're a fucking idiot and you say some idiotic shit that makes the majority of the public worldwide want to punch you in the mouth. You have the right to say that shit. I mean, supposedly you have the right to say that shit in the United States, but I'm not going to get into that right now. But we're going to holler about some shit that, you know me, I'm big on freedom of speech, but I know that it's more like freedom of speech, just watch what you say. This right here, whoever the buyer is, who recommended putting this in there, this is the individual who should be fired. You know, because this is something you're putting in a Kia store, not, you know, the adult store. It should be vice versa. It should be in the adult stores. You can go to your F Street and, what is it, Love Boutiques and places like that. I mean, all the little jerk-em-off stores that they got throughout Southern California, San Diego area. There's plenty of jerk-em-off stores that you can put Dracula with the inflatable doll attached to the crotch and somebody being there like, oh, this is hot, and go for it. Just thought, you know, that's a person who should be fired. Or, you know, pull the gun out on. Nah, I don't want to say that. You know, pulling out guns on people is not cool. But some of y'all do it anyway because y'all stupid, especially if you're not defending you and yours. You shouldn't be doing it, but y'all do it anyway. Second Amendment rights, whatnot, First Amendment, whatever, fuck, doesn't matter. And speaking of doing dumb shit with guns, why is there an 85-year-old man who's pulling out BB guns in the police station? You know, this is amazing right here. We're talking about 85-year-old Peter J. Riley. He wanted to protest a traffic ticket. You know, this is an 85-year-old Chicago man who was angry over a $250 parking ticket. So, he walks into his local police station to dispute it. And right then and there, he pulls a gun from his hat and points it at an officer behind the desk. And, you know, as you know, things happen. And after orders to drop it, officers came into the lobby and took the gun away from Mr. Riley. And that's when they discovered that the handgun was a BB gun. And all this was about a ticket that he was contesting, which was he was using an expired permit to park in the handicapped parking space. And he was actually released after posting a $100 cash bond and will be back in court October 23rd. Now, there's some issues with this that I have a problem with. You know, first, we're talking about a man could go into a police station with what was a facsimile of a gun and pull it and not get shot up. Now, I'm not going, you know me, I'm in racial rehab. Been in racial rehab for a while now. And what I find is that, hey, you know, you can't, as a man like myself, if I walked in there and I would pull a BB gun, hell, a water gun, we would not be having this show tonight. I'm thinking that I wouldn't even have a chance to get arrested or post bond. Probably would have got shot up. But I'm going to say this. I'm just going to go on break on that one. Because, we know how to die. And on that note, we're going to take you out for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
The new CD. What everyone needs to survive the digital transformation. The new CD. Digital distribution, social networks, digital promotions, ringtones, text codes, iPhone apps. The new CD 2009 Entertainment Summit. The new CD was created to assist thriving indie artists, labels, actors, and entrepreneurs develop a new mindset and understanding of the new digital landscape. Join the revolution. The new CD. Come and learn from the best digital minds in the industry today. The new CD 2009 Entertainment Summit. Featuring panels and seminars hosted by the biggest names in the biz. With topics such as how to get your music placed in film, TV, and video games. Turning your physical products into digital goods.
Join us October 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday in Del Mar, California. At the Del Mar Hilton, 15575 Jimmy Durante Boulevard, Del Mar, California. For more information, go to thenewcd.com.
You're listening to Smooth Drama. You're listening to Smooth Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Hugging it out tonight, y'all. I am hugging it out. That sound right? Hugging it out? Okay. Whatever. You know me. I'm about the love movement, whatnot. Some people may say that love movement, whatever. You're not making no sense with that love movement shit. We're not feeling you, and that's just it. But I'm like this. You know, make love, not war, and the world will be a better place. You know, I'm not trying to say, well, I guess I am. I'm promoting more sex in this world. There needs to be more sex and talking and cuddling and understanding and kissing and conversing. Because, you know, anyway, I ran across a study while I was, you know, running across what I ran across. And the survey says, why do women have sex? Now, one, I was, you know, kind of offended because it says, why do women have sex? But it doesn't say why men have sex. I know we know that for the most part, people think that men have sex because, you know, we're four-legged individuals that scratch and lick our nuts all day, every day. But I'm just saying, you know, more sex. And it's it's an issue with this. You know, I've got an issue with this study, obviously, because you see me stumbling over my words here. Sorry about that. I get emotional when we start talking about sex. Anyway, how about this? The questions were, what makes a woman want to have sex? Is it physical attraction? Is it love, loneliness, jealousy, boredom, painful menstrual cramps? And, you know, they came out, and there are a lot of women who said they were having it because they just wanted the experience, you know, which is normal for everybody. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, I don't think that there's a difference between men and women. You know, some will disagree with me, but I just think that, hey, men and women, like, there are men and women that like sex, and then there are those people who have a more rigid viewpoint of sex, who think sex should be just for procreation's sake, and if you're going to do it, you do it for those reasons and those reasons alone, you know, which baffles me, but hey, here's some of the results. It says 31% versus 17% for men. 31% for women, 17% for men have tried to evoke jealousy in a partner. 84% of wives versus 64% of husbands usually comply when the spouse wants sex, but they don't. You know, which, you know, that whole sex out of sense of duty. Never understood that. I feel like if you have to have sex with somebody out of a sense of duty, you probably should be with them. You know, I'm thinking that you're in a joyless relationship. It's just, and 63% of women prefer to have casual sex with a friend versus 37% who prefer sex with a stranger. Okay. Hey, what's the difference? I guess there's that thrill factor or whatnot of just I'm meeting a stranger. Although you think that the whole thrill factor would be kind of tempered with all the crazy folks that's out here choking people out. And it's on both sides. So, you know, y'all, I'm not saying that, you know, all the guys is crazy, so guys, don't come down on me. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a bunch of y'all out there that y'all look for conquest, but y'all wanna hurt women for some reason. I don't know if you got hurt in the past, but sixth or seventh grade, whatnot, and you holding on to that shit in your 30s and 40s. You might want to ease back on that, homie. You might want to ease back. And that goes for the women, too, because, you know, of course, there's the women that are out there. They get hurt by a man or a succession of men, whatnot, because you put yourself in positions that you shouldn't. And, you know, you keep getting the same effects. I mean, obviously, if you keep doing the same thing, you're probably going to get the same results. Just a thought. Now, there's a 38% of women who said they've actually stolen someone's man for a short fling. It's, I guess, I don't know. You know, there's so many taboo stereotype, hypocritical issues. You know, I'm always talking about hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisies when it comes to sex. I mean, obviously, we have, you know, the standards for guys, like, I got a lot of women, you know, fellas won't give me that, you the man, you know, I got a big rep, but women do the same thing, and they're obviously a whore or that bitch, but no, honestly, women, if a guy is calling you that bitch, it's probably because he can't get with you. You know how that go. It used to be back in the days, you know, the men could force you to do it. But now they can't, so, you know, you that bitch. I'm just speculating on this. I'm not going to kill the whole Victorian age, whatnot. But I've always had that certain feeling that there were a lot of women who were burned at the stake as witches, whatnot, because they wouldn't put out to certain men, because you wouldn't put out, you was a witch. I believe that shit with all my heart. Yes, I know it's conspiracy theory, but still, I believe that. Yeah. But that's just me. Now, you know, back to the stereotypes, whatnot. I mean, obviously, you have shows. I mean, I like, there's a show on HBO right now that's called Hung. It's about a male prostitute. It's not really like a protest that I'm hearing about it, but it's like he, you know, they put him out there as a quote-unquote role model, whatnot. He's trying to get his kids, so he's prostituting, which is ironic because obviously there's a big stigma in the world about prostitutes, whatnot. Well, at least this part, this region of the world, which, you know, of course, I'm a long time sayer that, hey, prostitution should be legalized. But I'm not going to go there on that. It's just something to think about. I mean, I don't know if y'all remember earlier this year when the woman, who went by Natalie Dylan, that garnered all that attention when she was trying to sell her virginity and said that, what, earlier this year, that her top bid was, what, $3.8 million, you know, for selling her virginity on the air, well, on eBay, you know, and then we had another woman just, what, a couple of weeks ago, who's an Olympic athlete, triathlete, trying to, you know, pay for her training, whatnot, saying that she didn't want to become a stripper. So what she did is she offered up a dinner at a restaurant that would be mutually agreed upon, which would last 2.5 hours. And an autograph race kit worn during her 2009 season. You would just bid on her. And, you know, last time I checked, I think the last bid for her was like $250. So I'm thinking she's probably going to have to go stripping. Because I don't think $250 is going to pay for her things, her training. But the point is that, you know, people use sex for all types of reasons. So, you know, I thought it was a fallacy when you have these polls, and I've never been a proponent of these polls per se, because they're tainted, because you go for a certain group, and it should be something that should be available to everybody. Now, obviously, there's a makeup for people who answer polls, whatnot, but still, it should just be out there. And it never has been, but I'm getting off the subject here. The sex being talked about, bandied about, why women have sex. I like to think, like and then have sex because the shit feels good. And you, of course, you're in a relationship, whatnot, you want to have emotional attachment. You want to pleasure your partner. You want to show them how much you care. And you show by, of course, pleasing them. I mean, we all know that pleasurable sex leads to less stress. I mean, studies have shown that stress, daily stress, has been alleviated by a regular, nice sexual relationship. Headaches can be lessened. Menstrual cramps, although I got a blood phobia, so hey, can't do it. But I mean, for the most part, what we're talking here is that, you know, sex is natural. I think all the names that sex gets, the whole, you know, doing the nasty, you know, the freak, I mean, all that other stuff that comes with one of the most natural and good things that you can do. You know, sharing with somebody else that you care about them. Maybe if you don't care about them, but you care about them enough to have some sexual pleasure. Which, of course, speaking of sexual pleasure, man, what? There's a poll, another one of these polls, about the bedroom skills of the world. Now, I'm like, wow, when I read this, because they say the best lovers are from Spain, the worst are from Germany, and men from the U.S. are just, we just are. And I guess the poll was about 15,000 women, and I guess the majority of them said that German men are terrible in bed, and they say British men make the women do all the work, and Americans are too rough, according to the survey, which was done by onepoll.com. They say the best lovers in the world are the Brazilians, Italians, French, and they say the Irish. They stack up like right below the Spanish. Now, okay, I'm just going to say this. I don't think that they hollered at the right women here in the United States who dealt with the right guy. But yeah, I know. It's one of those things. And as a black man, you know, we get that stereotype that all black men, we're great lovers and, you know, the greatest athletes, blah, 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 blah. Now, I can't speak for everybody else. I represent. Okay, I ain't gonna be your speaker. I'm just saying that, you know, there are those there are those people, and there's no racial quotient on this. There are those who please women, and there are those who don't. That has no race on it. No ethnic background, no national. I'm sure there's a bunch of Spanish men who are fucking terrible lovers. Just like I'm sure there's a bunch of quote-unquote black men who don't have 35-inch dicks and aren't the greatest lovers in the world. It's just, hey, some people know what they're doing, some people don't. And I just want to give a shout out to my people. Well, not my people, but the Greeks. I've never really been fans of the Greeks, from the Greek groups to Greek philosophers who I will go on record as saying stole all their shit from the Egyptians. Every last bit of it, who were actually the Kemetic people from Kemet, if we're going to be historically correct. The Greeks, I'm proud to say, in the survey were faulted for being too lovey-dovey. Maybe that's because they like men more than women. Oh well. I, you know, that's a story for a whole nother day. You know, I got a whole historical beef with the Greeks, you know, so you steppers and all that, you know, all you people in Greek organization tossing up your hair and with your Greek brands on you. I got a show for y'all. It's coming up. You're not going to like me. And with that, I'm going to go on another commercial break. And after these messages, I'll be right back.
The new CD. What everyone needs to survive the digital transformation. The new CD. Digital distribution, social networks, digital promotion, ringtones, sex codes, iPhone apps. The new CD 2009 Entertainment Summit. The new CD was created to assist thriving indie artists, labels, actors, and entrepreneurs develop a new mindset and understanding of the new digital landscape. Join the revolution. The new CD. Come and learn from the best digital minds in the industry today. The new CD 2009 Entertainment Summit. Featuring panels and seminars hosted by the biggest names in the biz. With topics such as how to get your music placed in film, TV, and video games. Turning your physical products into digital goods.
Join us October 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday in Del Mar, California. At the Del Mar Hilton, 15575 Jimmy Durante Boulevard, Del Mar, California. For more information, go to thenewcd.com.
Alrighty then, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger. Trying to get it hot up in here. Well, I don't have to try to get it hot up in here. I'm a tropical black man, so I'm like molten lava up in here. If you cut me open right now, some lava would just like flow down my arms and, you know, squeeze my nose, whatnot. No burgers coming out. It's all molten lava. So, anyway, that's gross. There's a, you know, getting back on the sexuality. We know, of course, sex sells. You know, anybody who's ever, well, for myself, I being an avid sports watcher, basketball junkie, semi-boxing junkie, and, of course, love football, baseball, I can't do you. But anyway, being that sports competitions are the only things that I watch live, there's always these commercials, whatnot. And, you know, of course, they're selling to men, whatnot. If it's not the, ask your doctor about Viagra commercials. It's, you know, you buy this car, and nope, you won't get the girl. But they say if you buy this car, you'll get the girl. Hell, even the gum, as you know, you eat the government gum, whatnot, and hey, you're going to get twins. Because your breath smells doubly good, so two girls will want to get with you over one. Anyway, there's a reverend who's accused of kind of advertising his school like that. A Reverend Brooks, who's the headmaster at St. Mark's Episcopal School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Y'all know I have to talk about Florida somehow, somewhere. I don't know why I do this. Why do I pick on Florida? I'm going to have to figure that out. I'm going to have to dissect myself to find out why in the hell do I do that. Anyway, he is accused of trying to fire all of the old female teachers and replacing them with women who are titularly endowed, which was, you know, is according to a letter to the school from the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The letter, which will be, I'm sure, included in the lawsuit from some of the teachers who felt like they were left out because their looks, you know, kept them from keeping their jobs. They're also alleging that it's age discrimination. And what the EEOC claims is the Reverend had intentions to replace all the older women with young women with big boobs. And, you know, of course, the school claims that the firings were part of a layoff strategy and partly based on job performance. And, you know, but coincidentally, the teachers who were fired all were in their 50s and 60s. And, you know, of course, they want their jobs back, obviously. I don't know. It's a tough one. Totally tough one. I mean, because one, hey, you never want to mess with anybody's livelihood. And as we know, in today's economic climate, there are a lot of layoffs, recession, a lot of people that are not doing well economically. So for them to lose their jobs is just another strain on the system as well as on them in particular. And so you look at him, and if you look across the board, because you figure that private schools will be under the same budgetary restrictions that public schools. I mean, hey, the public schools are letting go of a lot of teachers also, who are, of course, older, and they have the benefits. And, you know, of course, and this is one of those things that, yeah, it's commonplace. You know, they say we're going to fire folks. No, not fire. We're going to lay you off, offer you the retirement, whatnot, because obviously younger people make less, and they're not as big a strain as far as what you have to pay for them benefits-wise, whatnot, as well as the vacation time and all these other things that you factor in, which cost companies, corporations, that X amount of dollars. Now, it's sad, but it's the way of life. Now, obviously, I'm thinking, you know, he's going to a male may be inclined to hire more attractive teachers in the environment where you're soliciting students. You know, I myself think that a teacher should be judged by their looks. Obviously, it's about your teaching acumen, because we're talking about the education of the future. You know, I could give a damn about how fine my son or my nephew's teachers are. It's like, are they learning something? Because if they're not learning shit, hey, you got to go, homie. Period. So, I mean, I understand the argument on both sides, and it's unfortunate that the older members of society, especially the teaching profession, who probably bring more to the job, you know, because of their experience, whatnot. Now, I know there's probably some who are burnt out, whatnot, and they're just doing it for the paycheck, but I'm sure there's others who are very good at what they do and articulate their lesson plans well and convey that to the students, which creates a great learning environment. Unfortunately, we won't know because it's probably a little bit of both. One, you've got the whole, we got to cut the budget, and two, it is a private school. You want the daddy to come in and be like, yeah, my boy's got to go to this school. Oh, man. It's funny. And that's the thing. You just never know which way it's going to go. Can't go without talking about your boy, Roman Polanski. Now, first, I got to give a shout-out to my main man, Tom. You know, in conversing with him, he made a good point. You know, they're catching Polanski 30 years later, but some of these Catholic priests don't get caught for molesting little boys, whatnot, which, of course, is hypocritical. You know, I believe in that to the fullest, that it's a shame that we're such hypocrites on that. And, you know, I've wondered about that for a while now, you know, because Catholic priests, they just get reassigned somewhere else. Like, you can rape little boys in Georgia and get reassigned to Arizona. I'm like, that's just not right. Those are guys who should be going to jail. That's it. It's sort of like, you know, when we talk about hypocrisy. I don't know if y'all remember talking about the Church of the Jedi. You know, there's an actual Church of the Jedi. Their main base origin is the British Isles, whatnot. Well, one of the guys who is, you know, the head, Mr. Daniel Jones, who is the founder of the International Church of the Jedi, was told he couldn't wear his hood. Now, this is a tenet of their religion. Now, whether or not you respect their religion, it's a tenet of their religion. You know, purportedly, they have over 500,000 followers worldwide. Now, whether you agree with them or not, it's their religion. Whether you think, hey, it's a bunch of people that's following some shit about a movie that, quite frankly, I didn't like, it's their religion, no matter what. You know, and it's hypocritical that Mr. Jones, who's the founder, he went into, Tesco grocery store in Wales, and they told him he couldn't wear his cloak. They couldn't have his hood on, and they made light of it. And I'm thinking that they would probably do that here. You know, it's sort of like people talk about Scientology, whatnot. You know, I couldn't really tell you anything about Scientology. I just know that it's a religion. And that's people's way of getting closer to whatever spirituality, the higher being, higher source they want to get to. You know, I hate on no one's religion. you shouldn't. I myself don't. I'm not religious. I'm into spirituality. So what you believe is what you believe. I don't believe in being hypocritical and saying, well, they don't believe what I believe, so there's something wrong with them. You know, and that's the hypocrisy that's going on. You know, and I think Mr. Jones and people like Mr. Jones who may be part of a religion or religious or spiritual practices that aren't mainstream shouldn't be socially castrated because they're not part of the mainstream. Because, hey, just because a billion of y'all believe in something don't make it right. And even if you are right, it doesn't make you right to belittle someone because they don't believe in what you believe. You know, that's that whole casting stone. It's not right. It's not right at all. And that, of course, is one of my hate of haters. You know, I ran into an issue here, another issue, besides the religious one, which, of course, I'm big on. There's a cop in Philadelphia who had to cut his corn rolls. He just cut his corn rolls off because he's white. Said he walked in and they told him he could not go out. And now, of course, the police in Philadelphia say that, no, it's just a policy. It doesn't matter what race you are. Officers are required to have clean, properly trimmed, and combed hair. That doesn't prevent them from wearing their uniform hat in a military manner. But this white guy had, well, I won't say white guy, this man of Caucasian descent had cornrows, and he couldn't go out until he cut his hair. Now, for me, I think of hate, and it's just, you know, when you have something against people being who they are, there's something wrong with you. See, that's a hater. You know, and I challenge the people. You know, this is why I say that love movement stuff. You know, people are all like, that love movement shit, you know, stick you on some love movement shit, stop that shit, you know, we ain't even trying to feel that. But, hey, love, a tolerance of other people and what they believe and how they want to be. If it's not harming you, if it's not affecting you, why do you care what other people do? Think about that. Think about that shit. You know, because you haters, I mean, y'all are a rare breed. You know, because you're not rare. It's a bunch of y'all who think that that's it. It's just, you know, ain't nothing wrong with all of us that hate. It's all of y'all that are weird. But it's more haters than people that are quote-unquote weird. So, who's right, who's wrong? The haters who are the majority or the people who are just comfortable being themselves? And on that note, I'm going to get out of here. Being real, I, of course, love hanging out with y'all. And I hope you have a great weekend. I will holla at y'all next week, next Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Send me your phone, baby. Mwah.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.